Mary McGrory would have understood the need for brevity in our goodbye to her this morning. She was a newspaper columnist for 50 years, who didn't long to write books or plays, but lavished all of her elegant literary energy on 800-word columns that were polished, opinionated, impassioned, and surprising. I was enlisted to carry Mary's hand luggage when she boarded the press plane of a political campaign I covered many years ago. I was honored. You could stock a Journalism Hall of Fame with the people who had once carried Mary's luggage. One of the first pieces of writing I'd ever read as a child that made me wonder about becoming a reporter was Mary's famous dispatch in November of 1963. Of John Fitzgerald Kennedy's funeral, she wrote then, it can be said he would have liked it. It had decorum and dash. It was full of children and princes. The funeral cortege stretched for miles. An old campaigner would have loved the crowd. Children sat on curbstones. Old ladies wrapped their furs around them. I'd read that she'd loved poetry and told Mary with a young man's smugness that my favorite was W. H. Auden, the poet of ideas. "Do you really think poetry is ideas, dear?" she said dubiously. "It's feelings." Mary was not objective. She was fair and unpredictable. She was an unapologetic Boston Democrat who rather liked Ronald Reagan because she thought he was personally and politically a gentleman, and disdained Bill Clinton because she thought he was not. She called Joseph McCarthy a bully when most reporters were scared of his very glower. She was 85 when she died this week. Any of us who try to write short essays still carry Mary McGrory's luggage. If Mary were writing today, I think it would be about Pat Tillman. He was 27 when he was killed Thursday in Afghanistan. He turned down about a $3.9 million contract to play football for the Arizona Cardinals to become a U.S. Army Ranger after the attacks of September 11, 2001. Pat Tillman thought that one of the strongest and quickest young men in America shouldn't exercise his patriotism simply by saluting the flag in football stadiums, but by putting his able body into the front line of his country's defense. Pat Tillman refused to do interviews after joining the Army, along with his brother, Kevin, a minor league baseball player. He sent back word that every man and woman in his 75th Ranger Regiment had made sacrifices and lived with danger. They were soldiers. He was the 70th U.S. soldier to die in Afghanistan. Yesterday, several of his old teammates from Arizona told reporters, "They will find it hard to call a mere football player courageous or heroic after knowing Pat Tillman." Thank you.